Some of his hanhagas. But there wasn't one who could take on all the hanhagas. So of 10 Talmidim, each one took on one hanhaga from Rav. Ad kidei kach, that it was a Goyim, it says, that two of the Talmidim of Rav, of Yosef, Rashashas, we know Saginor, Resuma, they couldn't see. Rav had an hagga, he didn't look chutz mim koimo. He wasn't mistaken chutz mim koimo, lo yim lat stodim, lo yim lefonov. They took on that hagga, they weren't able to be oimed on the hagga, and therefore they became sumas. They had to become a suma to be noyed that hagga. To be here to talk on I assume I can use the name of Talmud. That's the name, Shema Chovid. To talk, to be Maspid. I'm going to go to of Talmud. To me, at least, he was larger than life. But Talmud was, as a Mechanech, a Magachir, Yoitzim in the cloud. But a Mechanech par excellence, something almost perfect. I've dealt with the Talmidim. How he was doing for everyone, how he miyayit to everyone. There is so much to talk about. I was in the yeshiva that had a keshet of Talmud for 3 years, 10th grade through 12th grade. I was back for half a year when I got married. But we kept the kesher. I think with many of the Talmidim, we kept such. The Talmidim kept the kesher with Rav Kalman for so many years. But it's really the closeness we were able to perceive, to see his hanhagas yoyim yoyim, the kesher yoyim yoyim, was a small sliver of time of his life. So I hope I'll be able to do justice, at least to talk about my rikshei alev, at least one thing, one dover that I feel to me stands out, stood out, that Rav Kalman Zatzal. A very famous Gemara in the Dorim says, Ameh of the Ha'oritz, Ashalu Biruchu B'Torah Tchila. And Lechart Meduyek, the Gemara emphasizes the chisard was that they were Mavarak of Birkas Torah B'tchilo, in the beginning. Mashma, they were Mavarak Behem Shechayoyim Birkas Torah. But the chisard was they were Mavarak B'tchilo. The Chaymer Yisid Eli Rabban makes the deal. Beginning of Hilchos Birkas Torah, it makes this deal. Shalom Birkas Torah B'tchilo, they were Mavarak in the Haskalah. What was their havamina? What was the gam? What was the chet? Well, the emes Rishonim bring down Chazal, Tosefta, Yishalmi, that mitzvahs, like mitzvahs tzitzis, mitzvahs tefillin, you can be mevorach aleihem afilu be'emza. It's not a chisor in the oivre la'asi yosan. Afilu be'emza da'asi is ha-mitzvah. When you may, the sukkah that you're showing them bring it down, the rosh at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of sukkah. So be'etzem, any mitzvah that's a mitzvah nimshaches, it's shayich to go ahead and make the birkas ha-mitzvah. Afilu be'emza ha-mitzvah. Not after the Gemara mitzvah, but after the Bams of the mitzvah. But Birkas HaTorah is Anders. Birkas HaTorah is something else. It has to be Tchila. I think the Bira Dvarim, Abiyagra, the Gra in the beginning of Shnoi Saliyo, in Peya, when he talks about the Mishnah that says, Talmud Torah Eilam Shir, and he explains that the means ain't shila mata, afilu mila achas, afilu keva achas, you learn to mitzvah Talmud Torah. Says lav dafka, the Chazal says kriya shma shachas v'arbis, afilu keva achas, says the Gra. And he says, and from here the Mishnah is teaching us that it's pashit when you have any other mitzvah. You're mevatlin the mitzvah to for limud haTorah, unless it's a mitzvah shehi hashal asah le'averim, because it's the, you know, it's a davar pashut, says the Gaon. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. Kol mila u'mila, kol teva v'teva is a mitzvah. Person learns an Ovid Gemara. He has meyas mitzvahs, hundreds of mitzvahs he has. So. So it's pashut that Torah would be doing other mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs you have with Torah. The Gaon emphasizes that Torah is different. It's not one mitzvah that's in Shechas. Ela kol mila u'milko teva v'teva is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. There's a mela. Let's move on. The Chisor and Am Yisrael, he was missing in this understanding. That if Torah, Talmud Torah, is a mitzvah, kol rega v'rega, you say Torah is a separate mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah hanim sheches. So it's not shayach to be mevorach birkas haTorah be'emza the limud. You're the be'emza for the next limud, the limud beforehand. You're already after the mitzvah. You have to mevorach b'tchilas ha'limud. Even there's a chisor in the oimik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a famous Igliktau, the foursome. He says, "La hoitzi midasa hamoin." That might think that inana from Libra da Torah, that it's a chisaron, might be even a loy lishma. He says that it's lehepet. Torah, the ikur of Torah, is to be nana from the Talmud Torah. There's an Arichas HaDvarim on this Indian. But less known is the Tosefus HaDvarim that the Gital writes Avi Nezer. Someone asked Avi Nezer, there's a Gemara Brachas that seems to be associated with this. The Gemara Brachas says, learning out Birkas HaTorah, maybe Shemvar Birkas Torah La'akra, from Birkas HaMozan. La'akrav, Kabul Choymer, Birkas HaMazon Lefonov, the Birkas HaTorah, says the Gemara, can't learn out, because Mazon, Shechein Nehme, Mazon is a different type of bracha, Shechein Nehme, Ma'al HaTorah, Shechein Kai Oilom, but there's a Birka, can't be learning out Birkas HaTorah from Mazon, because Mazon, the Chorah, the Gemara say, is the Birkas of Nehme. That's not what we have by Torah. You don't have Shechein Nehme by Torah. Seemingly, not like the Igliktau. And someone asked, Avnei Nezer, after Igliktau this question. So the Avnei Nezer answered like this. The Kol book tells us, why are we Mevorech on Besomim, La'afrov? Some are only Mavar Lefanov, not La'akrov. So the Magen Avraham brings from the Kolboy, which is already called Kolahana also. You know more Nemeh from the Reya. It's like when you're Oyechol Adavar, and it's after the Shir Iko, after it's digested, you're Oyechol, you can no longer Mavar the Bracha La'akrov. The Hana isn't there anymore. As who would be, that's how the Kolboy says, but every Birkasa Reyach, it's called Hana also. The Hana is Mishashi Maria. It's not a lingering Hana to stay. There's no makkah for Bracha La'achrov. Says the Glital, who would din by Torah? Torah is Kula L'Hana. But we're supposed to be Nana, correct of the regga from the Lingua Torah that I have in the Hoyver right now. What I'm learning now, I'm Nana now. I have no for the next regga. If you leave the Torah, have the next regga. Mazon shechein nebe. And there's a hemshech to the Hano. She says, a welcome to have a bracha la'achrov. Because you have the sphere from the oil you had beforehand. Torah is the ikra for Hano. But korega, the regga, it has to be the schadish to Hano. And therefore, I'm not mevarech for the Hana of Torah, the Hana I had beforehand. The Hana is Nehoiva, what I'm netted from Torah now. That's what I'm mevarech on. And therefore, there's no makom for a birkas of Torah la'achrov. So not only the nitzus Torah, korega v'rega, the Hana, the Geshmak, the Lahari Hana is Nischadish Korega Bereda. One thing that always stood out on Hagoyner of Kalman Zatzal is his excitement in learning, his excitement, Korega Bereda, was a minor Miskaber. His freshness, his funim always had a freshness. His face, come out of beautiful expressive, the expressions of his face, but the freshness that he had. Miyukhan is Limud HaTorah. I still remember, so I was already in 11th grade. I think someone gave him a sefer in Brachas. Wasn't a new sefer, but the sefer I don't think he had. He saw a word here that he hadn't seen before. Wow. He was so Imam Shabbat was excited. He had to call over a bokeh to shear the vort with. Wasn't even a bokeh to shear. Bokeh from another shear. He was so excited he couldn't hold it in. That excitement, that freshness, that ischatrus was something that was miyuchud. And it was mashpia on all of us. I was thinking even, if there would be an Indian of a Shechiyamu on Limud HaTorah, there is a Shailen Achroinim, made by Rabut, by Mitzvah, who should yes make Shechiyamu or not. But if there would be an Indian of making a Shechiyamu, I really thought of Kamen after the Shechiyamu Kol Yoreh V'yom Kurega V'rega. To him it was a new Metzias, something new. There's a concept we have in the yeshivas, we have benes manim. Every kufa, every few months, we have a benes manim. I'll let you in on a secret. As much as the bachrim need a benes manim, Rebbeim need maybe even a bigger benes manim. But Rav Kalman, I never felt that he needed what we call downtime, that he needed a break. Everything was fresh. He was so excited. He was so fresh on everything. He got worn out. Zman. Now the Tchila says Zman. In the beginning it was by Elul. Elul's in and out. How can you get worn out? But I put upon him, Hemshev Zman, 3-4 months. Hebrew, 6 months. Wow. You have to make a ben zmanin after 4 months. Okay, well, every yeshiva does it. Akobanin. I don't think Rav Kalman needed downtime. At least that was what I thought of him. He had. But him, because he's chachris, there's a simcha. Regular, nothing was misyasha. They need to take a break. But I didn't. I don't think it only personified his leave without Torah. Last week's parsha, the parsha Haskish and Shema Yisrael, Hayoyim Ezeh Diaz La'om, and the Gemara darshins on it. Brachas. Rashi brings out from the Chazal, a little bit different than the Gemara. It says, the Chol Yom V'Yoyim, it should be the aim of Kiyoyim Shinit Nuboy Mahar Sinai. Rashi says, Chol Yom V'Yoyim, Ki Moy, Ki Yivu Nichnas Lebris. The Gra is Mitzayin on this Gemara, Chazal, two places, in Erev, in the two places, that Talmud Torah has a concept called a hoige behem, tomid moitzi behem ta. If you're a hoige in Talmud Torah, you'll always find more ta, something new. The Gra in another place, in Mishle, says a dover, a bit cryptic, it's not Boru, Kavanosoi. Eric Bafalov explaining a pasuk. Just the top saying it, he says a lashon. Haloimed Torah l'shem hatachlis. On him it says, Kol ahoyga behen moitze behem ta. Someone who learns Torah l'shem it's tachlis. On him it says this concept, Kol ahoyga behem moitze behem ta. This is like the exact opposite of Kosha Atika Mechavito. It doesn't get old. Kol ahoyga behem moitze behem ta. What's this in it? It's not masber so much. The tachlis. What's the loyim that turn of the shema tachlis? Also, the pasuk talks about how yoyim is in yes la'om. What exactly should be? Chadoshim, should be ischachis in the Limud Torah. Seems to be kosher to the Am Yisrael, coming in the Am. It's exactly the Gidrei Ador. So not to be married with the Goyim in another place in Brachos Chavches, says, the Chorad of a kosher, there's an oimik to it. He talks about the Gemara, a different anhogos, shebehen nankol l'chai v'omhaba, and he says, they break down to Milas Chasodim, Limud HaTorah, and Avoidim. Avoidim, Tu Lifni Mishatam Oidim, Milas Chasodim, Shek Voit Chaverchim, Shemi Nizimik Voit Chaverchim, and Talmud Torah there in the Gemara. So he said, there are three Chalokim. There's Am Yisrael, there's Eivishtha, the Rabbani Shalom, Hashem Yisbarach, and there's a Dover HaMechavon, that's the Torah. Am Yisrael, Gemilas Chasodim. Avoid this Hashem, that Shaked Hashem is Baruch. What's Gorim, the Chibur, between Am Yisrael and Shbaruch, that's the Torah. The Torah is Mechavon. Ruba the Ruba, at least my experiences, with Rav Kalman was in the base medrash. Go out, Leil Shabbos would go over. And Shmuz once in a while. Maybe Minyoni Da'alma. But Dika was in the base medrash. So we saw one aspect. And his limud HaTorah. But Rav Kalman, it was a Koyim Shlema. It was the Gerb and the Chibur with their Baruch Shoyla. Am Yisrael. With Hashem Yisbarach, the Torah is Mechabra. So in this whole Kol Mishleima, his whole Avodas Hashem had this tremendous ischachus in it, this freshness, this excitement. I was in yeshiva, the Mechina, about 7 years ago. I went to visit. We sat in a shmooze, pretty long shmooze. We sat down, sitting in the same seat. 40 years before, 40 years later, we're sitting in the same seat. The first 2 years I was in the Mechina, we were up in the head building, right, upstairs. Even though it wasn't as wide, in the proportion, it was the same place. Proportion of the thing. I don't know if you remember that, but the same place. Kalman. I was thinking, wow. You know, everyone moves on in life, has different places in life, different stations. It was like a, I don't know, in the part of the movement of the Kolokoveya Makam, the Torosoi, Kolokoveya Makam, the Tfilosoi. All the mindless that Gemara says in Brachas of Kolokoveya Makam, has Akvius Makam his whole life. And I was thinking, just beautiful conversation. The encouragement. But I was just thinking about Rav Kalman. It's not how the Rishonim explain the Gemara. But Kol HaKavei HaMakom, the Tfilosoi, the Torosoi. We in life, most people, always changing. There might be different shuls, 5 years here, 5 years there, different yeshivas, different kollelim, different jobs even, whatever, we're moving, different houses, Kalman. Kovei HaMakom. What's the mind of Kovei HaMakom? It's not like the Rishonim, but I had a dare. A lot of times we need the external things to be ma'arer us. Externally. We nisarer less internally. Less. A kovei HaMakom mitfilosai, kovei HaMakom mitorosai. He doesn't have this new mischachos on the outside. That's gonna get him into things. You have a new shir you go to, you have a new chabura, you have a new beis medrash you go to, a new shul. It helps bring out certain freshness. You're purveying Malcolm to be lost, it has to come from Zechalein, it has to come from yourself. To be able to reach the Milo, to learn the same Tzura, the Tvila the same Tzura, if you purvey Malcolm to also means your Ischachis, your Avoida, has to be Pnimi, has to come from within. And I was thinking that Mamish touch from Kalman, Katsal. Everything was Pnimi, it came from within. His whole freshness, his whole avoida, his chaskos, his chachos, it all came from within. It was real. And that's how his kosher and avoidas and his avoidas Hashem. And it was very catchy. I think that it was mashpia and all of us who've been in the Mechina. Those who were yes in this year, those who weren't in this year. When I was there, he didn't say a shmuz. The kviyas, the do of the shmuz, he said Rosh Hashanah. I was ashamed of her. The whole yeshiva, he brought into Rosh Hashanah. Still rings in me till now, the shmuz. How's mashpia? How it affected everyone. I recently saw in a sefer, the Kilis Yitzchak. It seemed to be a darshan in Vilna, in the later 1800s. And in this drush, he quotes a lot from Rizal Salanter. Not everything that's before some. He quotes from Rizal Salanter, he says Shlita. Not Zatzah, Shlita. So he was Bechayim from Rizal Salanter. And he quotes from Rizal Salanter and says, this Shiloh on Rosh Hashanah, yes, to be boyka, not to be boyka. It's a shayla. The boyka brings from Arizal. The going seems not this thing. Even if they have bechias or shashama, they can only have bechias if the yoyim is a serious yoyim. So he said, Rabbi Sol Salanter said like this: If the befia comes big kalus, comes easy, you shouldn't have that type of befia. Only if the befia comes hard, it's an effort. Then that's a befia that's called Rosh Hashanah. That might even be preferable to Hashanah. There are those people who can cry easily. We call them crocodile tears. I think that's how we call it. Crocodile tears. Easy, yeah? Cry. Shallow. It doesn't have much meaning. A bechia that has to come with koishi, it's real. It's a lot more pnimi. That's the bechia that's allowed in Rosh Hashanah. Again, I don't know if I'm doing Rav Kalman service, just zooming in on those one nekuda, but to me, this is the dover I very much would like to take on, to makabo, to some degree, to mischazek, and this is chachos of korega verega, my limud haTorah, my avodas Hashem. To Messiah, Chazal tells us, Gemara and the brachas, says, Tamidei Chachamim ein lehem menucha. Loi bo'olam hazeh v'loi bo'olam haba. Tamidei Chachamim don't have menucha, not olam hazeh, not olam haba. And Rashi says, loi bo'olam hazeh. Their whole thing, beis medrash to beis medrash, and medrash to medrash. And their limud, they're moving. They're learning in different places. There's a hiluch, there's a lack of menucha. Olam haba. What's it, olam haba? The Rambam tells olam haba, the only thing that we're yoishvin, and not gufim, is we're b'menucha. What does it mean, we have no menucha? That was the Rambam there in Hilchos Tshuva, and explains, tzadikim yoishvin v'atroseyim v'roseyim. Tzadikim sit with their Ataris Barashayim. Says the Rambam, the Ataris Barashayim is a marshal to their Hasogas and Muskolas Ba'ilam Hazeh. That the Ramask, that the Haskolas and Muskolas Hasogas and Torah, Iyadiyas Hashem Yisborah. Those Hasogas and Ramask, that's our Ataris Ba'ilam Haba. V'nenim Zibashchina is the Tosefis. More scholars that we're going to understand. In the Olam Amos, we're going to be nice, parallel, seemingly, with Atar Seim Roshay. I mean, as much as we're masculine, the Olam Hazeh, it continues, maybe Kiflik and Flying, but parallel to what we had, those type of the Chamin that weren't in Manuva, they were Shtagin, they were being nice, they were Mishadish. They were growing. That continues in Olam Haba. I think about Rav Kalman Zatzal, Olam HaEmes, what type of Anom is in Ashkina he has. Dr. Saber Shem is Billy Gvul. The Tosefis, the Nem is in Ashkina. That's ain't never new for loy bo lam hazeh, loy bo lam haba. Just want to end off. A chance to speak to the mishpacha during the shiva. I feel all of us here are a bit yoishiv shiva, a bit avelus. A rebbe, someone who meant so much to all of us. And I have to honestly say, I'm proud to be able to say I'm a Talmud there of Talmud. I have to say I'm a Talmud from the Mechina. We're a little bit Davidus. The Messiah, but that was the Tosef, the past Kufa. That we say to the Avelim, Ubila Mavus the Netzach, Yamach Hashem, Din Mamal Kotonim.